Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 21, The Dynasty of Bharata, Text Number 17. Ishvara Lambanam Chitam Kurvato Nanya Radasa Maya Gunamai Rajan Svapnavat Pratyadiyata Ishvara Alambanam. Completely taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Chitam, his consciousness. Korvataha, fixing. Ananya Radasa. For Ranti Devi, who was undeviating and desired nothing more other than to serve the Supreme Lord. Maya, the illusory energy. Gunamayi, consisting of the three modes of nature. Rajan, Omaraj Prikshit. Svapnavat, like a dream. Pratyaliyata, merged. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Omaraj Prikshit, because Ranti Deva was a pure devotee, always Krishna conscious and free from all material desires, the Lord's illusory energy, Maya, could not exhibit herself before him. On the contrary, for him, Maya entirely vanished, exactly like a dream. Purport. As it is said, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Haya Andhakar Yahan Krishna Tahan Nahi Mayaya Adhikar. Just as there is no chance that darkness can exist in the sunshine and a pure Krishna conscious person, there can be no existence of Maya. The Lord Himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, Daiviyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Dharatiya Mameva Ye Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome, but those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. If one wants to be free from the influence of Maya, the illusory energy, one must become Krishna conscious and always keep Krishna prominent within the core of his heart. In the Bhagavad Gita 9:34, the Lord advises that one always think of him. Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. In this way, by always being Krishna minded or Krishna conscious, one can surpass the influence of Maya. Mayam etam tarantite. Because Ranti Deva was Krishna conscious, he was not under the influence of the illusory energy. The word svapnavat is significant in this connection. Because in the material world, the mind is absorbed in materialistic activities. When one is asleep, many contradictory activities appear in one's dreams. When one awakens, however, these activities automatically merge into the mind. Similarly, as long as one is under the influence of the material energy, he makes many plans and schemes. But when one is Krishna conscious, such dreamlike plans automatically disappear. Ishvara lambanam chitam korvato nanya radasa mayagunamai rajan svapnavat pratyaliyata. Oh, Maharaj Parikshit, because Ranti Deva was a pure devotee, always Krishna conscious, and free from all material desires, the Lord's illusory energy, Maya, could not exhibit herself before him. On the contrary, for him, Maya entirely vanished, exactly like a dream. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyate tatvavit pashan shrinvan sprishan jigran ashnanga chansvapan svasan palapan vishijan grinan imushan imushanapi indriyar indiyarte shu vartanta iti daryan. That a person who is in the divine consciousness, though engage in, what's the first one? Hearing. Naiva kinchit kro miti yukta manyate tatvavit pashan, and well, engage in seeing and hearing and jigran, smelling, and jigran ashna. Naiva kinchit kro miti yukta manyate tatvavit pashan srinvan sprishan sprishan, touching, jigran, and smelling. Ashnanga chansvapan svasan, while engaged in eating and engaging in going about and engaged in breathing and dreaming, always knows within himself that he does nothing at all. Because while engaged in Navakinchik Kromiti Yuktamanite Tatavit Pashan Srinvan Srishan Jigran Ashnanga Chanswapan Swasan Palapan, speaking and evacuating, opening and closing his eyes, he knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them. So this is the perfection of, this is liberation. Now, we may not like the idea of being liberated, because if we become liberated, then the whole material happiness goes away. There's no more reason to be proud, to look forward to anything in the material world, because we realize it's just a dream. The problem is we think that the dream is good. And if it's not good now, it could get a lot better. I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm vibrant, I have so many good plans, everything, this, I'm going to have the perfect life. And even if it's not so perfect, it'll be pretty good though. And when I get old and worn out, and no one loves me anymore, then I'll surrender to Krishna. Then he'll take care of me. So we may think like that, that now we have a good dream, and when I get a bad dream, then I'll surrender to Krishna. The problem is when we get a bad dream, we may be so absorbed in the bad dream, we may not want to surrender to Krishna either. We might want to take care of the bad dream and make it into a good dream. When I get a good dream, Krishna, then I'll surrender to you. It's like that man who went to the deity and said, "My dear deity, I'm going to give you some benediction. Well, not benediction. I'm going to give you some offering. Please give me a benediction." So the deity Durga said, "Yes, no problem. Whatever you want, I'll give you. What are you going to give me?" "Oh, I'm going to give you 300,000 rupees." "Oh, very good." So next week the man comes back and says, "My dear Durga Devi, please give me another benediction." She said, "No problem, but where's the 300,000 rupees?" He said, "Well, you know, stock market went down, inflation, it's too expensive." So she said, "Well, at least give me a goat." "Oh, goat, no problem. Next week I'll give you a goat." So next week he comes back for another benediction. Says, "Durga Devi, please give me another benediction." So she said, "Where's the goat?" He said, "Oh, goats, the price went up. No one can afford goats anymore." So she said, "At least give me a fly." He said, "No problem, just give me the benediction." So she gave him the benediction. He said, well, where's the fly? He said, well, there's so many flies around here. Why don't you just catch one of them? So if we're not serious about Krishna consciousness, if we're not trying to become Krishna conscious now, it's probably not very likely we're going to try and become Krishna conscious in the future. Maybe when things get really difficult, then we cry out to Krishna. And as soon as Krishna comes, then we think, all right, Krishna, thanks a lot. I'll see you next Janmashtami. It's like the lady who was in the forest. She had a heavy bundle of sticks on her head. She was collecting wood in the forest for her livelihood. And suddenly all the wood fell off her head onto the floor. And she cried out, oh, Govinda, help me. I'm helpless. I'm in the forest all alone. And this wood has fallen off my head. Please come and help me. So she was so sincere calling out for Govinda that Krishna personally came and said, yes, what can I do for you? So she said, please put the wood back on my head. No problem. So Krishna picked up the wood and put it on her head. She said, oh, thank you, my Lord. You're so kind. And then Krishna left. So we don't understand who Krishna is, and we may think we're relying on Krishna, but we're asking a multi-trillionaire for a couple of pennies. It's like the man who is a boat walla on the Ganges. So in the Ganges, the river is flowing in one direction, so he'd take his goods in the boat, and he'd go down the river. But then to get back up the river to get more goods, he'd have to walk. He'd have to pull the boat himself, walking on the bank of the Ganges with a rope. He would pull the boat back up so he can get more goods to sell. So his dream was he'd pray to Krishna, and if Krishna came, which he did, he prayed very sincerely for Krishna's help. So Krishna came, and Krishna said, yes, what can I do for you? He said, please line pillows all along the bank of the Ganges. So when I go up the river, my feet will not get hurt by the rocks. Krishna said, very nice. So Krishna put pillows all along the Ganges and disappeared. So similarly, we're asking Krishna for things that are not necessarily have anything to do with ourselves, our real selves. Of course, they may temporarily relieve the problems that we have in this material world, but then whatever temporary benedictions we get, that's what they are, they're temporary. We've gotten so many benedictions from Krishna in the past lives, and here we still are, asking for more benedictions. But if we become Krishna conscious, if we get that benediction, if we develop the desire to obtain Krishna, because that's the thing, unless we experience some happiness in Krishna consciousness by just being Krishna conscious, just by chanting Hare Krishna, unless we actually call out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna to engage us in their loving service, whatever that may mean. Of course, we could try to estimate what that means. It means, obviously, we're not going to call out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna complaining, oh, Krishna, Arada, the prasadam is so bad. Please engage me in eating your prasadam, much better prasadam. Arada and Krishna, my back hurts. Please help me so I can engage in your service with a healthy body. Please, please help me, help me. That's all right, Krishna can help, but then one side of our back hurts and the next week the other side hurts. And ultimately we have to leave the body anyhow. What are we going to pray? Oh, Krishna, keep me here for 5 minutes longer because I haven't watched the news today and I want to, before I leave this body, I want to find out what's the latest news. Who won the World Cup? I can't leave without knowing that. Therefore, Krishna says, Vishaya Vinivartante, Niraharasi Dehinam, rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishva nivartite. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense objects, because we heard in the previous verse, if we contemplate the objects of the senses, we become attached, then there's lust, then there's greed, then there's anger, delusion, forgetfulness, loss of intelligence, and we're more absorbed in material activities. So someone may think, all right, I'm not going to contemplate the objects of the senses, I'm not going to become greedy, I'm not going to become angry, or I'm not trying to avoid delusion. But just being neutral to the material energy cannot last very long. We need something positive. Therefore, hearing, as Krishna says, manmana, but what are we hearing? Why do we keep on hearing the same things? Because we haven't heard the same things. We think we've heard it, but we haven't really heard it. We haven't accepted it. We can go on hearing and hearing and hearing until we finally accept and say, all right, I agree. Agree to what? First of all, everything belongs to Krishna. Oh my God, that's so heavy. It's just, in our minds, it's just complete theory. All right, everything belongs to Krishna. Okay, Krishna, it's all yours. It's like that man with who was walking along, he had a plate of puff rice, you know, puff rice, in his hand, and he was walking along, and the wind blew it away. So the first thing he calls out, Govinda Prasad, Govinda Bhog, I'm offering it to Krishna. As the wind is blowing the puff rice away, he's offering it to Krishna. So we're thinking, yes, everything belongs to Krishna, but that's so heavy, no one could actually understand or apply that in their lives. We may hear that, and, oh, that sounds like a good idea, but, you know, where's Krishna? You know, what does that mean in my practical life? You know, everything I look at, I have to treat as if it was Krishna's. I mean, I can remember that for 15 minutes, maybe. If they keep on repeating the class long enough, maybe I'll dream about it at night. Alhara, oh my God, I was dreaming everything belonged to Krishna. I had nothing. I had nothing and I was happy. I own nothing and I was still happy. Isn't that the one of the mottos? You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. What's that? Yes. So that's our philosophy too. They stole it from the Bhagavad Gita. The only problem is that people, they'll take everything away from people and they'll still think I own the body or the mind, or they'll try and get something eventually. There'll be a rebellion. Because whoever takes everything away from the people, they're not going to think I'm going to own nothing and be happy. They're going to think I own everything and I'm happy. It's all mine. It's all mine. What's yours? What the give and take philosophy. You give to me, and I take from you. No, without understanding, Krishna is the proprietor of everything. And even if we can't remember that, at least Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham apsnu kundiya, prabhasi shasi suryo, that rasaham apsnu kundiya, that I'm the taste in water. So at least when we pick up water, we can think, Krishna is so kind, he's given me this water so I could quench my thirst. And when we drink it, we should think, Krishna is the taste in water. Then it's a spiritual activity. Otherwise, go, 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 go. Otherwise, we're just like we're not different from the sink. Guzzling it down, it goes down. We're just a different type of sink. No, if we think that this taste is Krishna, then actually it's become spiritual. If we think, well, what does Krishna want me to do? That's the next step. If we accept something belongs to Krishna, at least some part of my life belongs to Krishna, then we'll automatically think, well, what does Krishna want me to do with it? If we don't think like that, Maya has already captured us. It's not that we're going to get struck by lightning. That's, Indra only kills a few select people by lightning. Krishna kills everyone else in a different way. Mrityu sarvaharastraham. He gradually takes everything away from us. In any case, if we accept part of my life belongs to Krishna, and therefore we inquire, what does Krishna want me to do? Just like we're all sitting here with the idea that Krishna, he wants me to be here. That's why we're here, hopefully. Not that I wandered in here, I don't know why I got here. I'm just looking for the moment I can get out of here. No, somehow or another, most of us have been here. We didn't arrive here by accident. We made some willing, so we could hear about Krishna, because that's all that was going to go on. We didn't expect. Well, I thought this was going to be a bingo game today. I thought Tuesday in the Hare Krishna temple was bingo. I got trapped in being here. No, we came here so to hear about Krishna. And what did we expect to hear? My dear devotees, actually I got a realization last night. There is no Krishna. You're all Krishna. Everything belongs to you. Now that what you should do today, go and enjoy like anything. Your senses. Wow. Finally someone is talking my language. Finally, someone understands me. No, we don't expect to hear that. And anyone who speaks like that here would probably not last very long. Probably wouldn't be invited to speak very often. Therefore, we're trying to hear Manmara by this hearing Mad Bhakto, become Krishna's devotee. That's the next step. That's why we're hearing. So that we get a little bit more devotional in whatever we're doing. Like today, I'll sit down at my computer and I'll write down everything I have to do in Krishna's service. And then to depend upon Krishna to tell me what he wants me to do first and next, what order he wants me to do it. And then I'll start doing it to please Krishna. Not that I just wind up at my desk, oh, what do I feel like doing now? Actually, I just don't feel like doing anything. Well, maybe I'll play tic-tac-toe until I get inspired. And 3 days later, hey, I got really good at this game. I'm really inspired. Oh, I have 48 rounds to do. Well, I'm good at tic-tac-toe at least. No, we have to plan, as Prabhupada writes, we have to plan our day in such a way as that throughout the 24 hours, we're going to help but think about Krishna. That's the way of becoming Krishna conscious. More Krishna conscious than we are. Not that what should I do today? My dear senses, what do you feel like doing? My dear mind, what about you? How do you feel right now? And I'm on the spontaneous platform, whatever my mind and senses do, I do. Hopefully part of it is in Krishna's service. Oh my God, I got rounds left. I feel guilty. So at least I'll chant my rounds so I don't feel so guilty anymore that I haven't done them. Schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 hey, kitty, kitty. Whew, I feel better now. No one can criticize me. I did my duty for Krishna. I deserve the prasadam he's giving me. So, it is not so easy to get free from material desires and material conceptions, but we have to make the effort by following Krishna's direction. Hearing about Krishna, and we hear about Krishna in the morning and hopefully in the evening. And if during the day we hear about Krishna, but during the day we should remember what we heard in class. In some class, we should remember some instruction of Krishna so we're guided during the day. It's not we come to the temple As I said before, we put on a little halo. We have little wings that no one could see. And then we walk outside and two little horns appear. And our tail, we hide so no one sees. I'm free! Now I can serve my senses and serve Krishna as I want. No, we're supposed to remember it during the day also what we learn in class. That's why we have in class. It's not like my life is just focused on Krishna during class. I'm a good devotee during class. I even stay awake most of the time. And when I leave class, I'm free. I got so many things to do. And my senses, you know, they're demanding. You gotta live life, you know. And hopefully I'll make it back to class in the evening and find out what I should have done. No, Val, tomorrow morning I'll come to class and find out what I should do that day. And then I'll do, my senses, my mind will carry me all over the three worlds. And I'll come back at night to find out what I should have done that day too. No, that's all right. It's very difficult to remain Krishna conscious throughout the whole day. We have so much good and bad association. But at least we should try to make some effort to make some improvement. Be a little bit more Krishna conscious. Remember a little bit more of the instructions. Recognize a little bit more everything belongs to Krishna. And I should do something today a little bit more to serve Krishna. Make a little bit of progress. So that I actually see I'm going back to the spiritual world. Not that I come to the temple, I'm in the spiritual world for a few hours during my sadhana, and I go back into the material world, and I fly around the material world in different places, in my mind and senses, and I come back, land back in the spiritual world in the evening before I take rest. And then I dream about my next activities in the spiritual and the material world. Now, a little bit of progress every day, and then we could become a little bit encouraged that I'm actually making progress, and that will encourage us to make more progress. Activities performed with knowledge, as it says in Bhagavad Gita, strengthen one's advancement in real knowledge. So a little encouragement, that higher taste, I'm actually using my mind and senses in Krishna's service, and bodhyantashparashparam, and I'm becoming more much tushanti cha ramanti cha. Either I'm satisfied that I'm actually conquering my senses and my mind, or a Monday I'm actually experiencing spiritual pleasure from my service. That's why book distribution is so nice, because it demands one to pay attention. Isn't that right? You can't go on book distribution, look around, look at the stores, you know. Wow, pizza, ice cream. Wow, that dress, I need that dress. You can't do that. And he goes, someone goes along, what are you out here for? I don't know. Look at that. You can't do anything. You have to pay attention. You have to look at the people who are actually passing by and figure out, you know, what you're going to say to them. We have to rely upon Krishna. It's a situation where we're helpless. The only way we can do anything is by relying on Krishna. So it's demanding surrender. So during the day, we have to, sometimes if we're not in a service that demands surrender, we have to demand that our senses and mind surrender. We have to pay more attention. It's more difficult. Devotees think book distribution is difficult, but actually book distribution, materially sometimes it's difficult at the beginning, but spiritually it's a lot less difficult. Because it's very easy. You just tell everyone how wonderful they are and give them the book and they give you a donation and you're in bliss and they're in bliss too. It's a really simple process. And when we're not into book distribution, then there's a whole lot of we think we have unlimited opportunities to do things. And our mind and senses say, well, don't worry, just take a little break for 15 minutes. And then you can do a little devotional service. And 3 hours later, going from one thing to the next. We say, Maya, you told me 15 minutes. Well, you know, I had to take a nap, sorry, you know. Just 15 minutes more and you'll feel really encouraged and determined to do some service. And at the end of the day, I only got 15 minutes left, I got to take rest. All right, do a little service, it's all right. Tomorrow you'll make up for it. So Maya is very tricky, that's her job, is to trick us. But we should try to become determined not to be so tricked all the time. A little less tricked every day. A little less trick drives Maya away. Okay, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice lecture. I would also like to ask, you mentioned that we should be aware that Krishna is the owner of everything. Is the same pattern for controlling, that sometimes we think that we want to control? And
controlling?
Yeah, that Krishna
sometimes
is the controller.
Sometimes you think we want to control? Sometimes you think.
Well, often.
Well, unless we understand, well, yeah, Krishna is a proprietor. Also means he's a controller. That we can't do anything. All we can do is desire. But we're full of desires. Hopefully, well, we have our past activities which fill us with material desire, and we also have spiritual desire. So when we're desiring to serve Krishna, that's a spiritual desire, and everything else is material, whether it's in goodness, compassion, or ignorance. And if we drop out of Krishna consciousness, then at least we should fall into goodness, because then there's an opportunity to understand things properly, that we should be desiring Krishna. We drop into ignorance and passion, and then we get lost. We get into complete forgetfulness. But when we remember that Krishna is the proprietor, then naturally we'll remember that Krishna is also the controller. Because if it's not necessary, we may think Krishna is the proprietor and I'm controller. I'm competing against Krishna. Even Hiranyakashipu thought like that. He thought Brahma may be the controller, but I'm going to trick him so that I'm going to become the controller. I'm going to ask for immortality so I don't have to worry about dying, and therefore I can understand that I'm in control. So it's not necessarily follows, but it should follow generally, that if I think that Krishna is a proprietor, then naturally I'll understand a little bit more deeply that he's also the controller. And that nothing's happening here. Because, you know, proprietorship and controllership go together. You can't claim you're the proprietor unless you're also the controller. I can't claim this book belongs to me if someone runs in and takes it out of my hands and runs away. Then how does it belong to me? Anything else? Yes.
Maharaj, there was a lot about dreams in the beginning, and you were speaking also about
battery. We have an emergency. Our battery's dead. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. We're going to. We'll be long gone before the battery gets. Some people think like that.
But for example, Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta said that Swati Maharaj took some advice from the dream.
I don't know how accurate that is. Lilamrita is not always so accurate in those regards. Some of it is more or less dreaming itself. Prabhupada didn't mention that. He mentioned it once, but it wasn't. It was a little bit more dramatized than Lilamrita than Prabhupada mentioned it. Prabhupada didn't rely upon his dreams. He knew what he was doing during the day. He didn't have to dream to figure out what Krishna wanted him to do, what his spiritual master wanted him to do. He said, my spiritual master is always with me. He's with me all the time, guiding me, he writes in the in the conclusion of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's with me always. I don't have to go to sleep to find out what my spiritual master wants me to do. Therefore, we take something from what's written by one of Prabhupada's disciples or an interpretation of what Prabhupada said, but we have to see what everything Prabhupada said about the subject, not just one statement. And Prabhupada talked about going to time, place, and audience sometimes. They may mention something like that. But the most important thing is that Prabhupada was always Krishna conscious. He's always in contact with his spiritual master, and he always followed his instructions. This idea that, you know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada came to Prabhupada in a dream, said you should take sannyas, and Prabhupada said, oh, that's horrible. That's ridiculous. And even if Prabhupada said something like that, it was according to a certain time, place, and circumstance. Prabhupada was, he didn't care about sannyas. He was always Krishna conscious.
I have
the same dream. So what? We're awake. What does it mean? It means you have a similar maya with each other. Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, at night, during the day we see a mountain and also we see some gold. So at night we dream of a golden mountain. What's the big deal? So even during the day when we look at something, all our memories come back for all our association with that object. That's what we remember. So we're trying to purify ourselves so that if you have a dream at night, you're dreaming about this devotee or you're seeing Krishna there. That's really important. If Krishna's in your dream, then you're making some progress. And if you dream about anything else, it's just, anyhow, it's how the material nature works. And maybe things that are always, oh, this is amazing. But, you know, this whole material world is actually amazing if we're Krishna conscious. But because we're dull, because our minds are dull, we think, you know, this is amazing. But everything's amazing, actually. Anything else? Kuala Granthiraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.